我们再来的周六的查经要查考希伯来书。
From last night, last Saturday night, we've been studying the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书十一章是 OK.
In Hebrews chapter 11,
是列举许多信心英雄的最伟大、最有名的篇章。
It's a chapter that talks about a lot of the people who've had the greatest faith.
Yeah. 那从因着信，我们看一下希伯来书十一章，好不好？我们翻到希伯来书十一章。
So let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
从因着信献祭的亚伯到以诺。
So if we look at Abraham to Enoch.
到挪亚。
To Noah.
Abel, not Abraham. Abel.
Oh, Abel. From Abel.
到以诺、挪亚、亚伯拉罕。
From Abel to Enoch to Noah to Abraham.
雅各。
To Jacob.
摩西。
And Moses.
大卫。
David.
等等等，以后还有很多不知名的遵主旨意而行的人。
There were, and from there, there were many others who, you know, followed God's will.
我们如果仔细看里边的记载，这些人他们做他们的决定。
If we look at the works that they've done, we notice that they've made their own decisions.
他采取一些行动。
They have decided to act in certain ways.
他们有一个目的，就是要得着神。
And they all have a same purpose of, you know, obtaining God.
圣经告诉我们说，他们为什么那样去过他们的生活。
The Bible tells us why they are willing to live that way.
就是因着信。
And it's through faith.
那弟兄姊妹，我不是要你们去注意他们那些苦难哦。
Brothers and sisters, you know, I'm not here to make you focus on their sufferings.
对，我们进入神的国是会经过一些艰难。
But it's true that you know, on our way to heaven, we will go through challenges and difficulties.
那但是我提他们最重要的就是，他们经过这么多的艰难，为什么？他们为什么要去经过这些艰难而来得到主？就证明这个主是多么的宝贵。
So my main point here is why would they, if they went through all of this pain and suffering, and they still wanted to seek God, then that must mean that, this God is very precious.
Yeah. 我刚刚信耶稣的时候，我没有想到这个点。
When I first came and believed in Christ, I didn't think about this aspect.
Yeah. 似乎知道，可是不是真正的明了。
So I knew, but I didn't fully understand.
那个救恩是多么的必须，没有救恩，真的就灭亡了。
I realize how important and how necessary salvation is, and without it, we have no hope.
Yeah. 那什么是信？什么是信？因着信，什么是信？
So what is faith, and what does it mean to live by faith?
十一章第一节讲。
In the Chapter 11, verse 1.
信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
It says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
那个 NIV 的那个英文的版本讲的很口语化，他说信就是我们很确知我们会得着的那个内涵。
And in the NIV translation, the way they translate it is,
what we hope for
is to say that it's what faith is what we hope for.
我们很确知将来，我们现在还看不到， 可是我们所想望的那个东西，我们确知会那个事会发生。
And here it says that even though we don't see it, we are very certain of this hope that we will see it.
Yeah, 那个认识神的前辈这样讲，世界上的人就是看见，然后来信，见而信。
So many of us know that for most of the world, seeing is believing.
但是呢，属神的人呢，他们因着信，他们是信而见，因着信，以后结果就是，所信的成为眼见。
But for those who follow God, we know that it's through faith that we see.
这个就好像一个他们付代价的这个情形哈，付代价。因着信付代价，为要得着神。
And for those people, you know, it's they're paying the price through faith so that they could obtain God.
那这个情景就好像是说，我这个比喻，不知道合不合适，但是我想大概可以让帮助我们了解哈，就像说。我们想去看一场音，去听一场音乐会。
So I have an analogy. It might not fit this idea completely, but imagine us going to a music concert.
想去看一场球赛。
Or if we're going to a sports game.
像 NBA 那个球赛，
Like an NBA game.
或者我们想要去参加一个很特殊的场合，不是一般人能进去的，我们很想去参加那个场合。
Or we're going to a very special event that perhaps not everyone can go to.
那我们需要有一个 right， 我们需要有一个权利可以进入。
So we have to have some sort of right or ability to go into that event.
所以呢，我们就事前就付了一个代价去买一张 ticket.
And so we paid something to buy that ticket.
当我拿到了这个 ticket。
And when we get this ticket,
我确定那一天那个时候，我就可以进入那一场音乐会的那个场所去听音乐会。
You know, when we get that ticket, we make sure that on that day we're able to go into that concert.
我就可以去参加那个特殊的场合，成为其中的这个参与者。
So that I can participate, in that event with other people.
那这个因着信，就是这些人就是付一个代价。
And so in here, when we're talking about living by faith, is that people paid a similar price.
他们可以确保，他们可以得着他们想望要得着的。
They paid this price so that through faith they're able to obtain what they were hoping for.
他们想要的是什么呢
？And so what were these people hoping for?
灵魂的得救。
The salvation of their spirit.
我在说，我信耶稣四十多年，越过越发现，灵魂没有得救，很凄惨。
And over these 40 years in my journey with Christ, you know, I've learned that not having, if your spirit is not saved, then it's truly devastating.
将来我们知道结局就是很可怕。
And we know that in the future, the end result is truly scary.
现在呢，很多人是因为他们在地上还有一些钱财，还有一些能耐，所以他们即使灵魂没有得救，他们好像还可以过得很如意哈。
And today on this earth, you know, a lot of people are able to, you know, live pretty well, because they have money, resources, and they have abilities.
可是真的，如果神把所有你知道得获财的力量什么都是神给的对不对我们越过的人就知道如果神把这一些 favor 都拿走的话
But we know that all of these you know, money, resources and abilities that we have it's God given and so if God were to take away all of that
哦，那就是很可悲了
Then you know, all of us are
very
miserable
所以，如果一个人，你看，一个有主的人，他就有生命的平安。
But if it's someone, if this happened to somebody who has God, then their life is at peace.
不论他处在什么样的境况里面，
no matter what the circumstances are,
他都可以好好的过他的日子。
He or she can, you know, live life, in peace.
我们在那个教会历史上看到很多见证，很多人健康失去了，亲人失去了，很多的情况失去了，可是他们活在一个属天的平安之境里。
And we know that in the history of the church, many people have, you know, lost their health or lost family or lost other things through other circumstances, but they were still able to live a life filled with God's peace.
所以那个灵魂的得救是非常非常的必须要有的。
And so having, you know, this having our spirit being saved is a necessity.
Yeah. 那不仅是仅仅得救。
And it's not just to, you know, to be saved and to hold tightly to that salvation.
甚至要常常的顺服神。像那个，我们看一下腓立比书第二章十二十三节。
And it's also important to, you know, follow God. If we look at the book of Philippians, chapter 2.
第二章是二十三节。
Verse 23.
我们一起读好不好？这是保罗讲的，哈，保罗讲的。好，我们读在十二节哈，十二十三，我们一起读。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的。不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。Chapter 2 and verse 12 and 13.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now how much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you and will act according to his good purpose.
对，因为保罗在这边讲到那个恐惧战惊做神得救的功夫，不是说要我们好像很不平安，不是，他的意思就是我们要 prudently， 我们要很审慎的，好，我们要很审慎，因为呢真理的圣灵在我们里面。
Okay, so when Paul says here to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, it's not about, you know, living with no peace, but it's to just to have prudence in our walk.
因为以前我们犯罪偏行己路，是因为我们凭靠自己去活，以为这样可行，那样可行，就这样去活。
Because before when we strayed from the path, it was because we were living our lives. Deciding that I'll do this or do that.
那可是那个时候我们遇不到神的救恩。
But in that situation, we weren't able to receive God's salvation.
那但是现在我们信了主以后。
But now that we've believed in Christ,
我们要学习不再偏行己路。
We have to learn to not stray.
那神借着真理的圣灵在我们里面。
And God uses the spirit of truth in us.
借着他的话语。
Uses his word.
成为我们生活的指南。
To become, you know, the compass for our lives.
借着神的话有很多神的原则。
And so through his words there are a lot of principles.
圣灵也可以高抹神的话，按时的借着神的话给我们Rima, 就是那个当时我们需要的指引。
And the Holy Spirit can use the word to give us the right.
所以这边说，为什么我要 prudently 要谨慎？因为圣灵会在里面引导我们。
And so why am I saying that we need this is about living prudently? It's because the Holy Spirit will be in us to guide us.
Yeah. 所以这些人呢，他们呢，不仅仅要一个哦，我可以上天堂的门票，不是？他们不仅仅仅仅得救，他们好像眼睛看到神是真实的生命荣耀要赏赐给他们。他们要有份于这个。
So the people that we were talking about in Hebrews chapter 11, they weren't just living prudently or, you know, working out their salvation with fear and trembling, but they had their eyes on something greater and that they really were hoping for, that they wanted to obtain.
圣经有其他地方都告诉我们嘛，耶稣说我来了，要叫人得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
We know that in the Bible, you know, Jesus said, you know, I've come that you may have life and life abundantly.
罗马书第八章二十九节有说，神预定拣选的人要把他们磨成神儿子的形象。
And in Romans chapter 8, you know, Paul talks about that God is shaping us to become like Christ.
要带他们进荣耀。
To bring us into glory.
其他的地方神也借着大卫王说哦，你要成全关乎我生命的事。
And in other places, you know, God through David talks about how God is going to
fulfill
God's work.
Yeah, 对，所以这些人呢，这些人他们就是。他们就是蒙神这样的呼召，他们要跟上这个。
And so these people, again in Hebrews chapter 11, they've heard God's calling and they are working towards that goal.
那像刚景森讲他的这个见证呢，也关系到不仅他个人，也关他的公司哈。那这个志刚讲哦，他只是关乎他的个人，那不论是关乎我们个人，或是关乎整个神的国，啊，神的旨意向我们显明，我们跟上去，那就是对了。
So earlier we heard testimonies about how.You know, God can do work through individuals or even through to help, you know, groups of people or companies. But regardless of how God moves and works, as long as we're following God's way, that's the important thing.
比如说我们看希伯来书十一章第十节。
So let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10.
我们看亚伯拉罕。
Let's take a look at Abraham.
第十节
verse 10.
他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
And here it says, for he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
那我们知道这一座城就是新耶路撒冷。
And we know that this new city is the New Jerusalem.
根基就是耶稣基督。
And the foundation is Jesus Christ.
神要把我们这个人呢，招聚来，成为一个对神没有反应的顽石，成为一个对神有反应的活石。
So God is calling us and bringing us to change us from people who don't listen to him to people who respond to Christ
yeah,
to his words.
对不起，这不好办哦。Yeah. OK, 那然后神把这些活石呢联络起来，啊，就成为新耶路撒冷。
And in essence, we are these living stones, and God is taking us and building this new city.
所以亚伯拉罕呢，他有这个看见。
And so for Abraham, he saw this.
在约翰福音第八章五十六节，耶稣偷偷的告诉我们，他把一个秘密透露给我们。这耶稣讲的，他说：“你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕 仰望我的时候，看见了就欢喜快乐。
And so if we remember in the book of John, in chapter 8, verse 56, Jesus hints at this when he tells his disciples and the people that when Abraham saw Jesus, when he was seeking the Lord and he saw Jesus, he was glad.
对，那就是亚伯拉罕是有看见哈，那所以亚伯拉罕呢，他走上这个路，他想望这个。那我不知道他这个看见是在献儿子之前还是以后，我不知道，圣经没有讲哈。那我们看这个撒拉，希伯来书第十一章第十一节，哈，撒拉呢，他虽然过了生育的岁数，他相信神应许给他一个儿子，结果他也就生出来了。
And if we look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, here it talks about how Sarah, and over all the years, and even through her old age, somehow God's promise was fulfilled, and she was able to have a child.
好，那这个摩西啊，我们看下面，那下面也讲到摩西哈。摩西呢，他想望得神的赏赐，神的。生命的荣耀。
And then later on in the chapter, we look at Moses, and he wanted God's presence.
所以，十一章这边讲得很清楚哈。我想呢，圣经讲得很清楚，我们把它读一遍。我们先把它读一遍，我们以后查经还会再读，弟兄姊妹还可以分享哈。我们从十七节。
So let's read.From verse 17.
十七节到十九节。
To verse 19.
好，亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。论到这儿子，曾有话说。从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔，他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
By faith Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son.Even though God has said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from the dead.
所以你看亚伯拉罕这么重大的事，亚伯拉罕需不需要非常非常清楚他有没有搞错神的意思？
So if we're in Abraham's position, like he must have had to really, really know that he didn't mistake God's, Well,
他，你说，他说啊，不可能，神怎么可能应许亚伯拉应许子孙从以撒出来，神又要我把他献上，这不可能，这不是从神来的，他可能会这样想，对不对
？And if we think about it, he might have thought, this can't be right, because God promised that my offspring will come through Isaac, so why would he want me to sacrifice my son?
那也许他会想，哦，这一地的人，他们就是让儿女惊活。那神不是异教徒的神，他不会叫我做这种事。他可能也会这样，就把他排除掉了。
And he might think, God does not, find it pleasing, to sacrifice their children. So, this could probably not be from God.
所以神要这一个人，这个先锋，被这样厉害的试验，他一定要 double check， 甚至三次的 check， 到底我有没有听错神的声音
？And so Abraham had to really double check or even triple check to make sure he heard God's voice correctly.
因为这件事是关乎神国度的事。
Because this was a matter of God's kingdom.
那他呢？ 我前面讲到说那个不可能的事，这个很容易大大大就这样想。可是他如果在这个点上他错过了，耶稣基督也许不会成功的从他的谱系出来。
Earlier we talked about the reasons why, you know, he might have thought this wasn't from God. But if we think about the more important thing is that if he didn't get this correctly, then maybe Jesus wouldn't have come into the world.
为什么耶稣基督成为亚伯拉罕的子孙？因为以撒是从无到有，对不对？是应许生的，神的应许生的，不是天然人的这个方式生的。
And if we think about the way Jesus was to come into the world, it's not through a normal birth, but through a promise.
对，那所以亚伯拉罕信，然后呢，然后那个他仿佛从始终得回他的儿子，因为他信神能叫人从死里复活。那当然，这个也是神的怜悯，可以把这种启示告诉他。他拿到这个启示，他信，他去 follow 这个启示，所以他勇敢的，他是因着信，他相信神好能够从使人从死里复活。那这一点他成功了，所以他信，所以耶稣能从死里复活。
And so for Abraham, you know, like.He had that faith in God. He really believed that God can do anything and even raise people from the dead. And similarly, it's because of this faith that even, you know, Jesus was able to raise from the dead.
这件事给我一个启示。亚伯拉罕因着信神是死无变有的，所以他得了以撒。亚伯拉罕因着信神甚至可以叫死人从死里复活，所以他成为耶稣基督的先祖。
So it was because through faith Abraham knew that God is, no, that's the first line.
From nothing.
God can make something from nothing, and He's also the God that can raise the dead.
Yeah.
So it's because he had this faith that he could be the, I guess the.
He get the promise.
He get the promise from God.
Fulfill. Yeah. 所以你看亚伯拉罕，他是我们信心的。你信是得着，就必得着。这怎么翻译啊？You can get what you believe.
So through faith, you're able to receive what you believe.
Yeah, 那生命的律也是这样。我信这件事，神必成功。那我跟神合作，我就 follow 神的路，神就容易成功。
So this is the same in life that, you know, if we believe and we follow in God's path, then God's able to accomplish.
Okay, 那所以你看摩西服侍神，另外一个摩西服侍神，我们看一下11:24-26。
If we look at Moses in chapter 11 from verse 24 to 26.
好，我们一起读哈。摩西因着信，长大了就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。
By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward.
因为在摩西的心里，成为一个埃及的王子多舒服啊！
Because you know, for Moses, you know, it's very convenient and comfortable to be
Pharaoh's son. If he is not seeing the eternal, he would enjoy his wealth,
If he wasn't looking towards eternity, then you know he could have just enjoyed everything that came with being the Pharaoh's son.
可是神怜悯他从小信仰的种子在他里面他知道有一位主虽然是肉眼看不见那是实际存在的、
But Moses, you know, God planted a seed in his heart to, because of his, you know, faith that he knew that there was something, greater.
所以你看27节他说他恒心忍耐如同看见那不能看见的主。
And here, you know, he says that,
27.
In 27, you know, he said he persevered because he saw him who is invisible.
那因为摩西知道这一位神，所以在我们看哈希伯来书第八章，我们往后面看，这个影响到摩西的服事哈。他不是乱服侍的，他在希伯来书第八章哈，第八章第五节告诉我们说，他们供奉的事本是天上事的形状和影像。
So let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5. It says, "They serve at the sanctuary that is a copy and shadow of what is in heaven."
正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候。蒙神警戒他说你要谨慎做各样的物件都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle. See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
那所以因为摩西很清楚神跟他这样讲，神把真理要蕴含在他所造的这些会幕里面。所以到希伯来书，我们看往前翻，希伯来书第三章，第三章的第五节，这边这样讲哈。
So in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 5 it says,
摩西为仆人。在神的全家诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。
Moses was faithful as a servant in God's house, testifying to what would be said in the future.
那将来要传说的事，就是将来的美事。
But what? What is to be
the good things to come?
The good things to come.
我们知道神借着摩西颁布律法。
We know that through Moses, God, you know, declared the command, the laws.
摩西知道，在他那个阶段，神借他颁布律法，将来有一位先知要兴起来。
And during that time, Moses also knew that. A prophet would be raised up.
这是在生命记十八章，好像十八章十八节讲的啊。他知道神跟摩西说，
This was said in.
好，神跟摩西说，我必在他们弟兄中给他们兴起一位先知，像你。
In Deuteronomy chapter.
18, verse 18. 我要将当说的话传给他，他要将我一切的吩咐都传给他们。摩西知道有一位。 要来当 leader， 他是旧约时代的 leader， 将来有另外一个 leader 会把 reality 救恩的 reality 带进人类里面。
It says, I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers. I will put my words in his mouth, and he will tell them everything I command him.
所以摩西在神的全家里边很忠心的都照着神所指示的样式服侍神。
So Moses, you know, he faithfully followed everything that God instructed him.
希伯来书三章第五节说，他这样子为要证明将来必传说的那个真理。
So back in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 5, he did this also that he could testify to the truth.
那我们再来看希伯来书第十章。
Let's look to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1.
律法既是将来美事的影儿，不是本物的真相。
The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming.
总不能借着每年常献一样的祭物，叫那进前来的人得以完全。
For this reason, it can never by the same sacrifices repeated endlessly year after year.
对，所以呢，没有律法，人不知道什么叫做罪。
So without the law, people would not know what is sin.
所以摩西颁布律法，叫人知罪。
So that Moses, you know, wrote down the law so that people knew what sin was.
但是旧约的律法的理由又不能叫人真正的除掉罪。
But the law in the Old Testament couldn't help people rectify their sins.
对，虽然献了祭，好像罪恶感有点被除掉。可是第二年再来再想起，他们还需要，对不对？不能真正除掉罪。
So that even though they had sacrifices, you know, some of that sin and guilt was washed, taken away, but not completely. And in the following year, you know, they had to make the same sacrifices again.
所以这个就引进圣经加拉太书第三章第三节。第三章第三节这样讲。不是第三章二十四节。
So in Galatians chapter 3 verse 24.
我们从二十二节读到二十四节好了，二十二到二十四节。
Let's read from verse 22 to 24.
好，我们一起读。但圣经把众人都圈在罪里，使所应许的福因信耶稣基督归给那信的人。但这因信得救的理还未来已先，我们被看守在律法之下，只圈到那将来的真道显明出来。这样律法是我们训蒙的师父，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
But the scripture declares that the whole world is a prisoner of sin, so that what was promised being given through faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. Before this faith came, we were held prisoners by the law, locked up until faith should be revealed. So the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith.
对，那以前是一个影儿，告诉我们那个真理的那个现象。好，那但是那个实际那个 reality 只有借着耶稣才能来到，真正罪能够除掉，只有借着耶稣自己的血才能真正除掉。所以
So the law was just a shadow, but the reality is that the only way we can fully get rid of sin is through Jesus.
所以在希伯来哥罗西书第二章十七节。
So in Colossians chapter 2 verse 17.
他讲到一些律法的一些饮食上节期这种规条，十七节说，这些原是后世的影儿，后世就是将来美事的影儿，那形体却是基督。
Verse 17 it says, these are a shadow of the things that were to come, the reality, however, is found in Christ.
那个 NIV 呢 ？NIV 把后半段的这个话讲作 ：The reality, the reality is found in Christ.
In the NIV, it says that the reality, however, is found in Christ.
对，那个实质，救恩的实质，我们尝到赦罪的平安，真的是平安，不是一个脑袋的观念而已。是真的享受到灵心灵的平安，赦罪的平安，想到那个喜乐，因着主而有的喜乐，这种实质是因着耶稣基督来的。
This reality is, you know, that peace and hope that we can have in Christ.
Yeah, 那现在耶稣基督已经来了，是不是？
And we know that Jesus has already come.
我们可以得到这个实质了，对不对
？So we can, you know, receive this reality, right?
好，希伯来书很宝贵。他说，现在基督已经来了。
So the book of Hebrews is really precious because it tells us that Jesus has already come.
他已经借着永远的灵把自己献上了。
He has already, you know, sacrificed himself.
他的血已经可以除掉你们的罪了。
That his blood can already, wash away our sins.
这个血使你们可以坦然无惧来到父的面前蒙连续了。
It's through this blood that we're able to come, as we are before God.
这都是真的。
And this is all true.
那我们怎么样来拿到这个恩典
？So how are we able to receive this grace?
我们就要看神怎么引导我们来拿到这个恩典。
So we have to see, we have to rely on God and see how He leads us.
在希伯来书第一章。
In Hebrews chapter 1.
讲到他一开始介绍这个基督。
It first introduces who Christ is.
他讲一件事，第三节，常用他全能的命令托住万有。
It says that, God is, sustaining all things with His powerful word.
啊，我今天就是不要再讲很多的道理，我就讲很实际的哈。我们看几处圣经，借着这一本圣经，神启示我们那个路可以怎么样去进入这个恩典。我们看，罗马书第十章，罗马书第十章，耶稣基督的另外一个名字就是神的道，所以 OK。
So let's turn to Romans chapter 10 to see how God leads us in this way.
第十章第九第十节。
And in Romans chapter 10 verse 9.
我们一起读。你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信，就可以称义。口里承认就可以得救。
Here says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Verse 10.
And in verse 10, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved.
你看保罗付上那么大的生命的代价传福音。
Think about it, Paul. You know, he put up a lot of sacrifice, to follow Christ.
他讲得救就这么简单，就是这么两句话。
But yet here he says that to be saved is very. He puts it in very simple terms in just these two verses.
在我们是很简单。
And with us, it's very easy.
但是在成全救恩的那位主是受苦极深。
But for the one who accomplish this for us, he suffered a great deal.
他对我们的爱大到那个地步，把生命都献上，替我们死。
And he loved us so much that, you know, he sacrificed himself. He died for us.
以至于可以除掉我们的罪。
So that he could, you know, get rid of our sins.
叫我们只要愿意接受他替我们死。
That if we're just willing to accept that he died for us.
只要我们愿意承认他是担我们的罪，我渴望除掉罪。
That if we are willing to get rid of sin and we believe that he, you know, he took upon that sin,
我们就可以得救。
Then we can be saved.
我们听人家讲福音的故事，讲耶稣为我们死的故事。
We hear other people tell us about the gospel.
如果我们愿意听。If we are willing to listen.
Yeah, if we're willing to listen.
如果我们愿意听，我们愿意领受。
And we're willing to receive it.
神会怜悯我们，使我们能信。
He will have mercy on us and allow us to believe.
有一些人知道，可是他不愿意信，为什么？
And some people know, but they're not willing to believe. So why?
因为他如果相信，他就不能再偏行己路了。
Because if that person believes, then they're not able to, then they won't be able to live the way they want.
所以耶稣说，只要你心里相信，口里承认，就必得救。
So here is it just says that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, then you'll be saved.
我经过一些属灵的征战。
I've been through some spiritual battles.
我也听到很多人经过属灵的征战。
And I've heard many people who have gone through spiritual battles.
这是非常的重要。
And this is very important.
你心里信不信神为你所应许的？
And in your heart, do you really believe what God has promised?
你的口愿不愿意持定神要你所宣告的？
And do you use your mouth to proclaim what God wants you to say?
我跟你讲那个。借的是非常的真实。
And you know the spiritual realm is really real.
我前一阵子看到有一个团体，因为是公开的，所以大家都很清楚。那么有一些人软弱在那边纷争角力。
Recently.
Line 台湾的 Line 就有一些 brother sister 他们讲一些话就有点有一些。Argue, 有一些那种。
Okay, so recently online, there were some brothers and sisters in Christ who were arguing.
哦，我说主啊，怜悯他们。
And I said, you know, oh God, you know, just have mercy on them.
他们都是代祷的勇士，不可以有这样的事。
They are, you know, intercessors, so they shouldn't have such problems.
哎，最近我就看到太好的消息了。
Recently, I saw some great news.
毕竟他们是常来亲近神的。
After all, they are people who still, you know,
神就光照他们。
Still seek the Lord, so God, you know, shine His light on them.
结果最近传来的消息 ，Line 看到的消息。
So recently, the news was.
哦，那个主来造访他们，主的同在那么大，医治的全能彰显。同样一群人。
And God was working through them, even the same group of people.
之前因为他们都其中有个姐妹承认说，哦，主，我以自我为中心，赦免我。她承认。
Because earlier there was a sister who confessed that, you know,
confessed their sin.
Yes, that they confessed their sin.
那一回转。
And when they repented.
对，结果不一样。
Everything changed.
所以圣经讲，生死在舌头的权下。
That's why the Bible says that death and life is on the tongue.
我们的口是我们生命的舵。
And that our mouth is our life's rudder.
我们的口怎么样讲， 我们的生命就跟着我们口讲的方向去。
How we talk is, you know, determines how our life,
所以为什么当时圣灵五旬节浇灌，五旬节浇灌第一次的 Pentecost？
That's why, when the Holy Spirit came during the first Pentecost,
圣灵先得到一些人的舌头。
The Holy Spirit,
那个火像舌头的形状降在人的身上。
The Holy Spirit was like a fire that was on the people.
圣灵就掌控他们的舌头，说起方言来。
And the Holy Spirit, controlled their tongue and mouth to prophesy.
Yeah, 我看到有一些所谓的使徒，哇，他们讲一些话好像很简单。我心里想，主耶稣，他们怎么常有你的启示？
When I look at some of the
apostles
and how they speak, I often wonder how they, you know, have so much revelation from you.
因为他们常活在神面前。
Because they often live before God.
他们知道这个话语的重要性。
They know the importance of our words.
这个话语口如果被神管理了。
If our mouths are, you know, controlled by God.
哇，那如果我们一直持定神所要我们的生命的应许，我们的生命就一直往那个方向去。
And if we allow God to take control, then we're going to be able to walk in the way God wants us to go.
所以弟兄姊妹，心里相信，口里承认，就必得救。这个真理一定要紧紧的抓住。
So brothers and sisters, we have to hold tightly to this truth that if we to believe in our heart and to confess with our mouth that we're saved.
每一次我们都要选择信靠顺服神。
And every time we have to choose to trust and obey God.
心里持定要他的永生。
In our heart, we have to want his eternity.
口里咬定他喜悦的话语。
And that with our mouths, we have to say things that please God.
有一个神的使女，周瑜伽哈，这个人其他的我不讲，我只讲他一个见证。
There's a testimony from this sister.
周瑜伽哈，她说她得癌症。
She got cancer.
她知道神是可以医治人的。
But she knew that God can heal people.
她也知道口舌是有力量的。
And she knew that, you know, our mouths have power. Our words have power.
她一整年就常常宣告主使她得医治。
Every day in the whole year, she often proclaimed that God could heal.
后来她真的得医治了。
And she really was healed.
那我所以我说，耶稣基督已经来了，他应许的生命荣耀是可以让我们享受到的。
So again, you know, Jesus has really come, and we can all take part in His glory.
所以耶稣的话，他全能的命令可以托住我们的生命。
So we should know that God's words, and the power of His words is able to sustain us.
我们要留心听。
So we have to remember this.
好叫我们得益处。
So that it can benefit us.
我最后再用一个经节就结束哈，希伯来书第十二章二十二节。
So this final verse in chapter 12, Hebrews chapter 12, verse
22.
22
节到24节。
From verse 22 to 24.
这跟我们来到神面前有关，我们读一下这一段哈。你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使， 有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂，并新约的中保耶稣以及所洒的血，这些所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in the heaven, in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
这个里面很丰富，我只讲只提醒弟兄姊妹，因为我们会有聚会，有机会聚会。
So, brothers and sisters, there's a lot to talk about in here, but I'll only focus on one particular point.
每一次我们来聚会，你要知道你是来到一个属天的一个境地。
And I want to remind you that every time we come together, in fellowship, we're coming to a
spiritual realm.
A spiritual realm.
因为耶稣说，若有两三个人奉我的名聚集，就有我在他们中间。
Because Jesus said that if two or three people come together in my name.Then I am with them.
那这在这里，这边有这边跟我们讲，这边有耶稣，不仅有耶稣，他所洒的血，所以在聚会的时候，你预备你的心，主耶稣，我是凭靠你的宝贝血，让我来到阿爸父的面前，你这样预备你的心。每一次你都这样预备你的心，我是来到阿爸父的面前，像我们今天唱那个诗歌，圣父、圣子、圣灵，我敬拜你。耶稣父要人用心灵跟真实敬拜他。如果我们都按着圣经所启示我们的这些耶稣的话语来聚会、来生活，我们一定会进入那个 reality， 那个实质。
So here I want to draw your attention to where it talks about how Jesus, sprinkled his blood, and that whenever we come in fellowship, we have to, just prepare ourselves to ask God, knowing that he sprinkled his blood over us, that we come before him in that way, so that we can be prepared.
Okay. 我看今天我就交通到这里，好，我就跟大家彼此勉励，好。OK, thank you. 抱歉，我都跑翻译。